During the 75 minutes he spends with Time at New York City Plaza Hotel, Saudi bombs still fall on Yemen. Saudi bloggers remain in jail, and 3 out of 4 Saudi citizens still collect a paycheck from a kingdom where poorer foreigners hold 84% of real jobs. But the man in charge no longer seems of that world. Folded into a corner of the couch in a brown smock, he looks like someone you knew in college, a big guy going on about something that seems really important to him. His thinning hair is matted. He holds a Coke Zero. The heart of the pitch the Crown Prince has taken on the road is forward-looking, universal, and delivered in the confident, fact-stippled surge of words that might describe a startup. Bin Salman, in large part, is looking for money, foreign funds being a crucial element of Vision 2030, his plan that promises to reconcile feudal society with the world around it. As hard as it once would have been to imagine, collapsing oil prices and the economic and social demands of an exploding youth population require economic reform. And, for all his power and wealth, Bin Salman needs outside help to do it. That's partly because Saudis themselves are resistant to change. An impoverished desert wasteland a century ago, Saudi Arabia rode oil wealth through decades of change. It's too hard to convince them that there is something more to do, Bin Salman says of the founding generation, because what happened in their time, in 50 or 60 years, it's like what happened in the last 300 or 400 years in the United States of America. But Bin Salman was born into the modern world. 7 in 10 Saudis are even younger than him. And when they look up from their phones, they are less impressed. Our eyes are focusing on what we are missing, Bin Salman says. But it's also because what he is proposing is potentially destabilizing. Bin Salman talks of repudiating not just the nation's dependence on oil, but also the kingdom's other leading export, religious fundamentalism, which has fueled Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, and other Islamic terrorist groups for decades. We believe the practice today in a few countries, among them Saudi Arabia, is not the practice of Islam, he tells Time. It's the practice of people who have hijacked Islam after 1979.